Random House Audio presents No Higher Honor, a memoir of my years in Washington. Written and read by Condoleezza Rice.
Prologue. The ride to Foggy Bottom from my Watergate apartment was short. I had the good fortune to live 4 minutes from the office, and I'd been grateful many times after late nights and tense days that I didn't have to commute. On this, my last morning, I would have enjoyed a little more time to reflect. But I was quickly in the garage and then up the secretary's private elevator to the 7th floor, entering the ornate paneled hallway lined with portraits of my predecessors. I met my staff for one final time to thank them. They had a gift for me. They'd purchased my White House cabinet room chair. Each member of the president's cabinet sits in a large brown leather chair with a plaque on the back. I remember seeing Secretary of State for the first time and blushing at the thought that there had been a few others who had had chairs like this before me. Did Thomas Jefferson have his own chair? The ceremonial part of the meeting was short, though, because we had work to do. Tzipi Livni, Israel's foreign minister, was coming to negotiate a memorandum of understanding on terms for the withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza. Turmoil in the Middle East had been there when I arrived, and it was going to be there when I left. But it was a fundamentally different place than when we had entered office in 2001. So much had happened to shape the contours of a new Middle East. Toward the end of my day, I stopped to look at the 4 portraits of former secretaries that I'd kept near me. There was Thomas Jefferson. Everyone kept Thomas Jefferson. And George Marshall, arguably the greatest secretary of state, and, well, everybody kept George Marshall, too.